This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
I want to share with you good tidings of great joy, or good news. Amen. Good news of great joy. Praise God. We should have great joy today because we know the good news. Anybody with me today? Praise God. It's good news. Okay? How many know the world needs good news today? Really does. Amen. And we need to know it and proclaim it, especially during this season. Take advantage of this season. People are open to hear. Like my wife said, you know, wish people a Merry Christmas. Show kindness to people. Show them the love of God, and you'll see how people will be touched. Amen. You know, the Bible gives us so many prophetic or prophecies of Jesus, and today I want to just come from the Old Testament, and I'm going to go into the New also, but I want you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 9, and we're going to read about Jesus. And what this message brings to us today. What is this good news that we're talking about? Glad tidings, good news, okay, that we're supposed to proclaim. The angel proclaimed it, and we're supposed to do the same, amen. You have to know it first to be able to proclaim it yourself, amen. In Isaiah chapter 9, we're going to read just two verses, and then we'll come back and comment on them, and I'm going to kind of be hopping around a little bit with you. Just follow with me, because I want to go into a few things about what this message really means to us today, and I believe you'll be blessed as you receive it. So here we go, Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, I pray, God, that, Father, your message would come from this, Lord, today, that we would realize what you mean to us today, what your purpose is for us today in our lives, Lord, and that we would have such a bright outlook, Lord, as we go from this place today and move towards a new year, Lord, that we would understand the true message of Christmas and apply it to our lives, Lord. Thank you for your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, we celebrate different things today. First of all, we come and we, as the world celebrates, it tells us here that a child is born. Amen. And I'm not going to give you a whole message on that, but you know the miraculous birth of Jesus, how it came forth, the virgin birth of Christ. It was miraculous. Okay? It was not like any normal birth that we can talk about today. It was a divine birth. Amen. And unique. Praise God. God came in a unique divine way. And so we do, as the world celebrates the birth of a king, amen, we do that today. But so much to go with it, you know. As he was born, now what does that mean to us today? How does that affect us today, that Jesus was born? What does that do to our lives and to our world today? Well, he tells us some things here in the scriptures as we look at them, that we can say, well, why did he come? Why did Christ come? Well, we have answers just in these two verses today. It says that the government shall be upon his shoulder. The government. I think we need our government here to be on his shoulder too. Amen? Our government needs help. Amen? But he's not really talking about this earthly government here. He's talking about the kingdom of God. Amen? The government, meaning the authority and the power. Praise God. And the dominion is a word that I want to use here. Dominion of the kingdom is going to be what? Upon Jesus. How many know that today? Upon him, the whole kingdom goes forth today. He has dominion for us today. He is the one to rule and to reign. Amen. In our lives today. But one day, also, he will rule and reign this earth. Okay? You can see he's not really in... He hasn't taken full authority of our earth yet because it's not time. But there's coming a day where truly on his shoulders will be this earth and this whole world and in the direction that it will come. So in Jesus today we have authority, we have dominion, we have power today upon who? This child that was born, okay? Many, many years ago. Amen. And it's for us to see that. In Daniel 7:14, it says this to us again. It's a reference. I want to read this to you quickly. Daniel 7:14, it says this. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. Oh, hallelujah. How many are happy to serve him today? His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away. Hallelujah. And his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Amen. We're talking about God's kingdom. And God the Father placed this on his Son, Jesus. Amen. What a dominion he has today. He's going to rule and reign. And you know what's awesome today is we're going to rule and reign with him. How many are excited about that? Praise God. One day you're going to be ruling and reigning with him. That new heaven and that new earth is going to come. Praise God. The Bible tells us here that his name is called Wonderful. Praise God. We know there's many names that Jesus has given. Emmanuel, we talked about in the song, right? But his name is a wonderful name. Amen. When you know the name of Jesus, it changes your life today. Can anybody witness with me on that today, right? The name of Jesus. You notice wonderful. In that word, wonderful is wonder. He's a wonder today. Amen. He's a miracle. Praise God. Is he a wonder to you? Amen. Is he wonderful to you today? He should be if you've received him in your heart today. We see in the scriptures, we're going to look at Luke 1 here. We'll just turn and read a few scriptures. In Luke 1, 31 to 33, you can turn there if you want or follow us on the screen. It says in Luke 1, 31, it says, And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. That name that's wonderful is Jesus today. Amen. And he shall be great. Somebody say great today. And shall be called the Son of the Highest. Oh, hallelujah. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. There is that dominion again, that power. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Amen. Who's that we're talking about? Jesus today. Praise God. Forever. God's kingdom is going to be forever, and we're a part of it today. And I'm so thankful that I know this Jesus who is wonderful. Praise God. He's a wonder to me. How about you today? I hope he is. Then he goes on here to say to us that he's the counselor. Amen? The counselor. And he's our counselor. Praise God. Boy, do we need counsel today. Amen? The world could sure use some counsel. Amen. But that's what Jesus has represented to you today in your life. He can be your counselor. He can help you in your life every single day. He will counsel you, praise God. And he will also be mighty for you. the mighty God. Amen. He's not just any God, because the world has gods that we know it, but He is the mighty God today. Who? Jesus. Who is this? The one who was born of a virgin years and years and years ago. He became what we now know as Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's a counselor, and He's mighty. Amen. Isaiah 11:2. You can just flip the page, and you see this here in Isaiah 11:2. It says, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him." Here it is again. "The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of" what? "Counsel and might." There it is. "Counsel and might is upon the Lord Jesus. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." Who has this today? Jesus. Amen. That wonderful name of Jesus. He is our counselor. He is our mighty God. Hallelujah. That's what's represented when we think about Christmas today. More than what the world even proclaims or what the world sees our Jesus as. He goes on to say here that He is what? The everlasting Father. Amen. Everlasting Father. Praise God. In the Amplified Bible, it talks about the everlasting Father of what? Eternity. Amen. He's everlasting. How many know God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit? They're all one. Amen. So He says here, the everlasting Father. In the book of John, you don't have to turn there, John 10:30, it says, "I and my Father are one." They're one. Amen. So we know today He is our everlasting Father. Amen. Many are looking for a father today. Maybe some don't have an earthly father, but you can have a heavenly Father today. Amen. You can have that in the Godhead today. So it's here for us. He's not going away. Jesus is not going away someday. Okay? He's divine. He's from God. And He's one with God today. And He is everlasting for me and you today. When you think of Christmas, that's what you should think about today. It's forever. Amen. Christ with us forever. Praise God. Then He goes on and He says here, "I'm the" what? "Prince of Peace." Not just peace, but the Prince of Peace. Amen. How many need some peace today in their lives? Amen. Peace. That passes what? All understanding is in the name of Jesus today. He is the Prince of Peace for us. Amen. In Ephesians 2:14a, it says, "For He is our peace." Amen. So when you come to know the Christmas season, you come to know peace in your life. Amen. Peace and knowing what God is all about. Boy, we need peace today too. Amen. World is trouble, but we can have peace. Even though the world seems to be in shambles at times, we can live a life that is controlled by the Prince of Peace. Amen. He really wants to bring peace to us today as we celebrate the birth of Jesus and what Christmas is all about. It's all for us today. It's all symbolic here of what we have in Jesus when we talk about Christmas and Jesus being the reason for the season. Look at verse 7 here. He says, "Of the increase of His government and peace, there shall be no end." He kind of repeats here the same thing. He says, of the increase, or let me put it this way, or the growth of God's kingdom, there shall be no end. Amen? It's not just for so many years and then it's over, okay? The increase and the growth of the kingdom of God and of the government of God shall be forever. It's eternal here again, what we're talking about here. And you and I are a part of that. And you notice He says peace again. There's no end to His peace. Amen. It's for us today. And it's going to continue on forever until He comes back. And then we're really going to understand true peace. Okay? We're going to have more of a better picture of what God's plan and when He comes back. So it's everlasting here, His peace today. Amen. What a blessing. In Isaiah 11:10, it talks about his peace again. Let me read it to you. It says, in that day shall there be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. It shall be, or to it shall the Gentiles seek, and here's the part I want you to really see, and his rest shall be glorious. God wants you to rest in him today. Amen. Meaning, be peace, be at peace, be at rest, okay? We receive peace when we know Christ today, when we receive him into our lives and allow him to work in us and through us. Boy, money can't buy that peace today, church. Amen. The world's looking for it, but in all the wrong places. Amen. We have it today. We have this peace that is everlasting, and it's for us today. Hallelujah. And I want you to see here in the last part of this verse, it says that upon his kingdom, he says to order it. Well, let me even move back. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. In verse 7, what we're seeing here is that Christ is going to be the king. Amen? Yes, he came as a babe, but he came to be our king. Amen? So today we celebrate Jesus as our king also. Amen? Who will rule and reign for eternity. Praise God. He will reign with justice and judgment. Amen. A lot of us at times say, you know, the world is not being ruled with true justice. And there's a lot of mediocrity in our society today. And right is not always looked as right, and wrong is not always looked as wrong. But a day is coming when it will be. Amen. And true justice and true judgment will come forth because of Jesus, because he is our king. Amen. He is Christ the King. Praise God. All these things is what Jesus is to us today. But one more thing that I really want to bring to you today that is so important about Jesus is what he represents to us. Amen. And that is Christ as our Savior. Can I get an amen today? Christ as our Savior. I want you to turn with me to Luke chapter 2. We're going to read two verses. In Luke 2, verses 10 and 11, this is where my title for the message comes. Amen. Here, the angels had appeared to the shepherds. Amen. As they were going to meet Jesus. And he says in verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not. Now listen to what he says. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Today, we have tidings or news, good news of great joy. And did you notice here, it says this shall be to all people. There's no distinction here, right? It wasn't just the Jewish people. Amen? It's all people today. It's not just for Italians, but it's for the Polish people. It's for English people, Irish people. It says, for all people, this good news is for. Amen? Glad tidings. Praise God. And he says in verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. He came to be what? Our Savior. Amen. All these other things we shared about today are very important, but we can't forget this part about our Lord, is that he came to be our Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Our Savior. Amen. In Matthew, turn with me to Matthew real quick. We're right there. In Matthew 1, 21. In Matthew 1:21 says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Here it is again. We read it in Luke before. And here's the part I want you to pay attention to. He says, for he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. Why was Jesus brought to this world. Why did God the Father send His Son, Jesus, in a virgin birth, amen, in a miraculous way, so that He could come and be our Savior and save us from our sins today, amen. How many know that none of us are perfect here today? Amen. We're all with spots and wrinkles. We all have made mistakes and will make mistakes in the future. Amen. Hopefully less than we did in the past, because we're learning, we're maturing, we're growing in God's anointing and Spirit and power. But He came to be our Savior. Amen. He came to save us from our sin. Amen. And if anything you remember today from this message, I hope this is number one, because we all need a Savior today. Amen. We can't make it to heaven without Jesus. And I want you to notice something here today that, you know, some of us may have come in and maybe we're having some problems, some serious problems in our lives. Maybe some of us don't have a job today. Maybe we're going through some brokenness today, some family problems. You say, well, it's hard for me to rejoice, Pastor Rich. Well, I can understand that, but if you take in what Christ came to do for you, He can fix all that. Amen. He can bring change to your situation. Amen. But the key is you must say, Lord, I need Your help. Saying, Lord, I am a sinner, and I do sin, and I need You to save me. Amen. I need You to change me today. Hallelujah. I need You to transform me. You know, I want you to think about God for a moment here, that He didn't have to do what He did. He sent His only Son to die for us. Amen. And there was pain in that. Maybe some are saying, I have pain today. God understands your pain, but think of His pain, where He sent His Son to come to this earth and to die an earthly death, but a tremendous death that none of us will ever have to do on the cross. There was much pain in that. Amen. Fathers and mothers, if you had to see your son go through the pain that Jesus went through on Calvary, that would be awful, as the Virgin Mary had to do. Amen. So even Jesus and the Father, they understand your pain today, if you have pain today. And they can heal your pain. Praise God. But it starts with making sure that, number one, you let Him be your Savior. Amen. Everything else then will come together. Praise God. He's got to be your Savior. He's got to be allowed to come and save you from your sin today. We have some scriptures I want to read to you about God's perfect will for you. You don't have to turn to these scriptures. I just want to read them quickly to you, and we're going to get ready. I'm not going long today. I'm going to have the praise and worship team come back, and they can do a song for us. But I want you to hear the heart of God here, really what He wants for people to do during this season, okay? And maybe you need to do this today if you haven't done it before. But in Luke 19:10, it says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Maybe some of us feel lost today. If we do, God wants to change that direction of your life. Amen. He wants you to be a found one today. He came to seek you. That's why He came many years ago, to come and seek you and to save you, because you were lost. Amen. All of us have been lost at one point or another. In John 3:17 it says, "For God sent His Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." God in His mercy and His grace and love, He said, "I'm going to send My Son to what? Save the world." Amen. But our God is a loving God, and God doesn't force anybody to accept Him. God wants you to do it what? Willingly today. Amen. Say, yes, I want to accept the gift of God. You know, during this season of gift giving, I want you to know today, the best gift you can receive is from God, which is His Son Jesus. That's the greatest gift. If you have that gift, then all the other gifts mean more. But if you don't have the gift of Christ, all that really don't mean anything today. He said, "I came to save the world." And that means me and you today. Praise God. In 1 Timothy 1:15 it says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Who said that? Paul. Paul said, you know what? Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and Paul said, I was the chief of them. Who? Paul the Apostle, who wrote much of the New Testament. Amen. Paul, amen, says, I was a chief sinner, and he came for me. Praise God. He's come for us today. Amen. We celebrate his birth knowing what it means today, that he came to save us. Praise God. These are my last scriptures. I want you all to turn with me to 1 Timothy 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. First Timothy 2, we're going to read verses 3 through 5. It says, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior," meaning this is pleasing in God's sight and in Jesus' sight, our Savior. He says, this is the will of God for us today. He says, "Who will have all men," somebody say all. All men, which means all women, all men, all children, all teenagers, amen. Every human being, he says, who will have all men to be what? Saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. Why did Christ come? For this cause, amen. Yes, he's going to rule and reign. Yes, he's going to have dominion, on and on and on. But first of all this, he says, I've come and I'm coming, and my desire today, it's a universal call. That all men would be what? Saved. Amen. Saved. Hallelujah. Verse 5. "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Today, there's only one way to heaven. Amen. I know the world and people will tell you there's different ways to Christ, but it's all false. This is the way, okay? This is the truth, amen. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by who? Me." Jesus said that. He's our mediator between God and men, is Christ Jesus. So today, I'm asking you, what a blessed Christmas you can have if you have Christ. If you don't, it really, you don't have the true meaning of Christmas. And God wants to touch you today. You know, we know the story about the wise men. They came to Jesus with gold and frankincense and myrrh. They came with gifts when they went to see this child that was born. But let me encourage you today, church, that Jesus wants just you to come with yourself. He wants you to be his gift today. Amen. Saying, yes, maybe I used to follow Christ, and maybe I've slipped, and you know what, I need to come back to Christ. I don't know if there's someone like that in here today. Or maybe you're saying, you know what, this season I need to refocus. Amen. I need to get more committed to Christ. Let that be now, praise God. Or you say, yes, Pastor Rich, I need to get closer to God. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand with me, and I'm going to lead you in a prayer, and I'm going to ask the praise and worship team to come and close us with a song today. Amen. Praise God. Glad tidings. Good news. Amen. It's good news if you know it today and you're walking in it. If you don't, or you need to make a change today, please don't leave without doing that. Amen. I want to ask everybody, just close their eyes for a moment. If anything I've said to you today means something special, I want you to hear me for a moment. Maybe you need to say, yes, I need to recommit today. I need to refocus today. Or maybe, you know what, I haven't really given my whole heart to Christ to be my Savior. I need to do that today. Praise God. If that's you, I want to see your hand. Amen. Anybody here saying, that's me? Please, don't be ashamed to do that. God wants you to confess Him before man, okay? Anyone saying that, I need to do that today, or I need to recommit. If that's you, please, just show me so that I can pray with you. Amen. Anybody here today? Praise God. Okay. I'm taking that we all are where we need to be. God knows your heart. Praise God. I'm going to ask God to bless us and touch us, that we would even give more of ourselves as we approach this new year. Lord, Father, You know our hearts today. Lord, You know where we're at, God. I ask, Lord, that Father, I pray the message of Christmas has done something different in us today, Lord. That, Lord, we would give more of ourselves to You as we approach a new year today, God. That truly, Lord, You will be our Savior, but also our King. Amen. That You will rule and reign in our lives, Lord. That, Lord, You will direct our paths every single day, Lord. That, God, not only are You Emmanuel with us, but You're revealed in us today, Lord. Help us to show the world who Jesus is, Father. Bless each one in a special way during this Christmas season, Lord. And Lord, we receive Your Son Jesus as our gift today, God. And we give ourselves back to You today, Father. Receive us, Lord, as we receive You. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. We'll have the praise and worship team come and sing a song for us. Amen.
We're going to sing the hymn, Heaven Came Down and Glory Filled My Soul.